This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Couple of data points of interest coming out tomorrow, and this goes to exactly what Sabri was just talking about. We'll get consumer spending for March. Also, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, which regular listeners to this program know is of special interest to the Federal Reserve. Those two measures of this economy meet in the latest batch of corporate earnings reports we've been getting. McDonald's and Pepsi, Procter & Gamble, Kimberly-Clark, too, have all reported big first quarter profits. They have also all raised prices, and they say so far that has not driven their customers away. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
We hold some economic truths to be self-evident.
Companies always want to raise prices. Companies always want to make more money.
David Wessel is at the Brookings Institution.
And what has happened in recent times is demand, particularly demand for goods, have been very strong. And that has allowed companies to increase prices.
In many cases, he says, more than their own costs have gone up. And we still keep buying.
What we are seeing from companies is that they are still able to pass along price increases with an amazing acceptance rate as high as 95%.
Andrew Sicilla at Alex Partners says executives at those companies know that won't be the case forever. Consumers will pull back eventually.
I think a lot of people are putting contingency plans in place for when that happens, but in the current situation, they're continuing to push through the price increases.
There is evidence that consumers are starting to get more sensitive to rising prices and change some of what they're buying, says Ottoman Özyıldırım at the Conference Board.
There are some categories where there are generic brands. It's an easy switch to make.
That's especially true with certain kinds of foods, like cereal, and with clothes. Joanne Hsu at the Surveys of Consumers at the University of Michigan says people are getting increasingly frustrated with persistent inflation.
I think last year, during the peak of inflation, consumers understood that supply chains were really putting a lot of upward pressure on prices. A lot of those supply chain constraints have eased since then. And so consumers are continuing to be very frustrated that prices remain so incredibly high.
But for the most part, she says they're still continuing to spend because they just don't have a whole lot of options. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.